Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so after almost 30 years of marriage, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are splitting, and I don't think there's a prenup, but this is what I think, Riggs.
What?
If you've been married for 30 years, you don't need a damn prenup. Just split it in half and call it a day.
Especially,
if you've been married for five, maybe you should fight for it. But
what happens to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? That's the name of the foundation.
I know, they'll stay there. But the thing is, what's funny about when people were speculating about the prenup yesterday, all I could think was, they give all their money away already. It's not even
they give
like
away a crap ton of their money.
They are the most generous giving, you know, humanitarians around. So for anyone to think that they're really that worried about splitting the money is kind of funny, because you know it's going back to charity, most of it. So
Right. They
were married for 27 years, and they've been married since, 1994 was 27 years ago.
Yes. Do the math.
No, I don't want to do the math.
I'm going to do it right now for you. 2021, when did they get married?
1994. It feels like...
Yes, 27 years.
Damn it, we're old. No. Okay, so they got married
in
1994.
They've been married for a long time.
Jeez. So, yeah. But they have three kids, and the oldest one is 18. And I thought, they waited till the kids got out of the house or what?
Now the kids are out there on their own. They don't have to...
Here
you know,
we
deal
are.
With all that nonsense.
Yes.
So but I know who slid into Melinda Gates' DMs last night.
What is that? And why?
My friend Dan.
She's in her 50s.
My friend Dan. He just sent her a note that said tacos, and that was it. And I was like, way to shoot your shot on Melinda Gates. Way to shoot your shot.
She must have been like, well-spoken, man. My dad, Riggs, they're leaving today. My parents have been here for almost a full week.
With little to no incident, as you said yesterday.
Little to none. We had one little hiccup yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into it.
It's
a classic fight with your family, but it was quick and easy and moved on.
Listen, it's towards the end, so it's understandable.
Everybody's starting to lose it
because
we're a week out. But they're leaving today.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I didn't have to have numerous conversations with my parents about my television and how to use it. My dad said, here's how you use the Apple TV remote.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you have a smart TV or what do you have?
Yeah. Okay. And I said, you know, and he goes, we got one of these at home. I know how to use this. I'm like, great, Dad.
Cool.
They stream at home. They watch Netflix. They watch all these things.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets funny. He looks at me and he says, one of the first days they got here, he said, Allison, because he calls me Allison. Yeah. If I go on your Netflix, are you going to get charged? And I'm thinking to myself, what?
Charged?
You have to sign in, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, so I looked at him. I go, no, I'm not going to get charged. Just go on my profile. So then he says, Allison, if I go on your Hulu, are you going to get charged?
What?
He went down every single app that I'm paid for and signed in on. What about Amazon Prime, Allison? Am I going to get charged if I go on your Amazon Prime? And I go, Dad, I am logged in. And he goes,
I've already paid for it.
Yeah. He goes, so like, you're not going to get charged? No. So I move on with my life. 3 days later, Allison, you sure if I go into your Netflix, you're not going to get charged? He's so worried about me getting some kind of charge. Right? And being touched. And I'm like, Dad, it's impossible because you have to sign in. You have to have an account. It's impossible for you to charge anything to me.
You can
but
give
he
that.
He didn't get it, Rick.
No.
He didn't get it. He's like, are you sure if I go into Apple TV, you're not going to get charged? I'm like, I am going to get charged. I've already paid for it, Dad. So go ahead and go into my Apple TV and watch whatever you want. Three times this guy asked me in three different days if he was going to get charged by going onto my Netflix or my Hulu. And I took everything in me to explain to my dad that
he's thinking if he watches a movie, you're going to get charged $4 or $5 for it. Is he used to that? Is that how things operate in his world?
No, they have all these things at their house. They have Amazon Prime. They have Netflix. I've been to my parents' house. That's why I don't know why he was convinced. He didn't seem to get it that if you're signed in, and otherwise, how would you get in unless you had my password? Like nobody, even if you signed in with my password, I've already paid for it, Dad. Like this makes no sense. So old people in technology, I can't, because he kept asking me three different days if I was going to get charged if he used my Netflix or my Hulu. I mean, it's just what a random ass question. Right?
So 414-799-1037. Is it something you had to explain to an older person? What was it? Because I'll tell you what I had to explain to my grandmother. She was in a panic, and she called me twice in a panic because of something that happened in her car, in her new car.
What happened?
I had to teach her when I was down there visiting. I'll tell you about it next. Hold on. Sometimes you have to explain things to older people. That's the way it goes. Allie had her parents visiting for the last week and had to explain to her dad several times that when he went on to the Netflix, no, you were not getting charged. Am I getting charged for this? No.
He kept asking me, and I was like, Dad, there's not even like you can go onto my Netflix and add a movie to pay for it. It's not even like you're going to, you know what I mean? I'm subscribed.
Sure.
I'm in. Dad, stop asking.
So last week when I go on my little road trip, I stopped to visit my grandparents and I stayed with them in Monrovia, Indiana.
Okay.
They live like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
My grandma got a new car and she was all excited to show me. She got a Jeep Cherokee.
Your grandma?
My grandma.
This is amazing.
You've got to see my new car, Andrew. She's like, it got all these new bells and whistles. And my grandpa's all excited because it has the sensors on it because she's, you know, might back into something.
Yeah.
So it beeps when she's going to get close to things.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm showing me all these bells and whistles on it. And she goes, I can listen to the radio. And she's got the satellite. And I showed her how to hook up her phone so she can, with the Odyssey app,
she can stream us.
She was like, oh, this is neat. She goes, well, we have to go for a little trip. We have to go down to CVS to pick up a memory stick they need for something for my grandfather's computer. Because I'm helping them fix so many things around their house. I'm staying the night. They're taking advantage of me.
Because
they're like, we got a younger person here. He's going to help us troubleshoot technology things.
Yep.
But it was fine because they bought me booze. So we drive into CVS, and we're on this road where it's 65 miles an hour, the speed limit's kind of one of those backcountry roads.
Yeah.
And we're getting past with my grandma, and I'm like, my grandma's, she's older, but she's not like...
Out of it.
I mean, she can drive her car. She's okay to drive. She doesn't even need glasses.
So what's
the
story?
Past. I'm like, why are you going so slow? And she goes, well, I had to slow down. I was going almost 70. And I go...
And?
You're not going 70 right now. And I go, you realize it's on kilometers per hour. She had switched it from miles per hour to kilometers per hour.
So what does that transfer to? What was she going?
She was going, well, hold on. 80 kilometers per hour translates to about 43 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour.
So she's in a 65 going 43.
She's going like 45 and a 60 right now.
Oh, no.
She's like, I had to slow down. She's going 70. So now she's going 43 and a 65. And I was like, how long have you been driving like this? She goes, it's always been like this.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's been driving in kilometers per hour. So this is why my grandmother's been driving
slow.
Has
no clue. So your grandmother is driving with the wrong setting. My dad thinks Netflix is going to charge you even though we're logged in on our profile that we've subscribed to.
What have you had to teach to an older person?
Ashley is on the phone. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What up?
So my dad is super special.
Everyone's father
is. We all say that about our old parents. Go on. Well,
no, he's my special fella because if he could, he would stay on like one of those flip phones for the rest of his life.
My dad has a flip phone, Ashley. I feel you. Does he have a MySpace account as well?
No, because he refuses social media at all costs.
Do you have to email grandpa at AOL.com still?
No, he has Yahoo.
Okay, good. Nice.
But he just learned how to text like maybe 2 years ago.
Cool.
And he had to upgrade to a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And so I get a phone call like maybe once a month saying, hey, I need to download an app.
Yep. So every month he calls you to download an app. He doesn't remember how to do it from the last month.
Yep. I'm like, so can you watch how, I'm like, Dad, you need to watch me. Like, this is what you do. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to remember that. I'm like,
yeah. It's so easy to download an app.
We have to remember that some of these older people come from a time where you would buy something and there was always a hook attached to it. So they think if they download something, they're going to get charged a whole bunch of money. Like you'd call a 900 number, you'd think it was 50 cents a minute or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then it's $3.99 for every additional minute. They're used to getting hosed. So
it's
they want to make sure they don't get scammed.
Well, they don't trust anyone.
They don't trust anyone.
My dad's like that. He doesn't trust anyone. He's like, they're trying to con me today.
They're going
to
scam me.
You know what? And so, while Ashley's on the phone, you know, you just triggered something. My mom will call once a month. And you know what she asked me how to do? She can never remember. What's it called when you flip the screen to go sideways, go vertical or horizontal?
Yeah, just the orientation lock.
She can't remember where the orientation lock is ever. What? She always wants to know, how do I put the phone to... Allison, I can't remember how to make the phone go sideways. How do I do this? I'm like, oh, for crying out loud.
Crying out loud.
And then somebody texted in, Stephanie texted in and said, my dad thought he could only log into his email at his computer. He didn't understand he could log in anywhere.
I have to be at my computer. I could understand that. Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling this morning.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day.
You too. We appreciate you listening.
At least old people entertain us.
They do. They're technology. So entertaining. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It is a chance to win an iPad at 7:05 just for you. So all you got to do is listen for the KISS keyword and you can win it. Very easy. I'm going to remind you about something right now.
What?
You may not know that today is Teacher Appreciation Day. It's World Teacher Day.
I do know. I did know this.
Good. Because that is also May 4th, Star Wars Day. We'll get to that later. Blah, blah, blah. But more importantly, it's Teachers Appreciation Day because teachers have certainly gotten creative over the last year. Had to.
I had a friend of mine make me some signs for my kids' teachers. Like little like knick-knack things, you know?
Did you know that the average teacher works 10 hours a day and 52 hours a week?
Ooh, that's a lot. Doesn't surprise me.
Nope. 92% of teachers spend their own money on things for their classroom, for their students.
I believe that, unfortunately.
Teachers make an average of 14% less money than other jobs that need the same level of education.
Which is crazy. I mean, yeah.
The average retirement age for a teacher is 59.
Get the hell out.
59.
Like, I can't wait to get the hell out.
Counting down. 20% of public school teachers have a second job outside of teaching. I know many teachers that have a second job as well.
Well, and
do other things.
I know them that do in the summer.
Yeah.
If they don't get paid, they have another job, especially if you're single.
I know a teacher.
I know a lot of single people like that.
A guy that I skydive with in the summer. He teaches during the year, and then when he's off in the summer, he comes and skydives and makes money doing that in East Troy.
Well, if you're not getting a year-round salary, if you're not on a year-round... Yeah. 3 months, you're like,
So do something nice for a teacher today. McDonald's and Taco Bell both offering free stuff for teachers.
Well, call me a teacher and hello.
Right?
Hello.
I'm Mr. Riggs at Menominee Falls Elementary.
Miss Allie.
Making up schools.
I teach nonsense on the radio every day, but hey, I'm a teacher. I'm an educator.
McDonald's offering caramel brownie McFlurries.
Oh, wait, Craig, hold on.
Caramel brownie.
Eat that and I want to throw that in my mouth right now. My God.
And free crunchy tacos at Taco Bell. They're saying it's an early Cinco de Mayo celebration / World Teachers Day.
Why don't you just call it World Teachers Day and then do Cinco de Mayo
tomorrow.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Tomorrow. All right?
How about that?
Guys, mañana en español, by the way.
We don't have to merge the holidays. We have plenty of days for both.
Yeah. Speaking of español, you know how to say teacher in Spanish? Maestra would be a female teacher. Maestro would be a male teacher. There you go.
Hey, maestro.
See? Maestra. See? There you go. You learned something this morning. And a free iPad for you. 7:05. Learn the keyword. Enter it to the website. It's coming up next. Very soon.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You guys need to get a hobby, man, because I like to speculate with the best of them. But where the internet goes these days is just another planet. I'm sorry.
It's kind of a stretch, by the way.
Shailene Woodley, who obviously is engaged to Aaron Rodgers, was at a Derby Days party, the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah.
They were at a Derby Days party, and she's with a bunch of the Green Bay Packers and their wives or girlfriends, okay?
Yeah.
So she's there with Aaron Rodgers, and people were speculating that Shailene Woodley might be pregnant because of a picture that these four women took together, and she has her arm around Shailene Woodley with like a hand on the stomach. So people were like, is Shailene Woodley pregnant? But I looked at it. I'm like, they're just standing weird. They've got her. She didn't know where to put her hand. It's on the upper stomach, not the lower stomach. And you can see her from the side.
Yeah.
She doesn't look pregnant at all. There's no way. And if she was, we wouldn't know right now anyway, because she'd be so newly pregnant if she was. So I just laughed when I saw this. And then I looked at the picture and went, nothing about that makes me think Shailene Woodley's pregnant. I will say the real story we should be talking about is the modern gal that Shailene Woodley is. Because look at what the other three wives are wearing. Decked out in dresses, hats. Shailene Woodley is such a modern girl because she's wearing a pantsuit. And I gotta tell you, Riggs, my sister who's getting married, every single bridesmaid under the age of 20 wants nothing to do with a dress.
Nothing to do with
it? Nothing. They want pantsuits. My sister was like, you can't wear a pantsuit. I go, why the hell not?
Yeah, why
are we forced to wear dresses to begin with? I mean, I see pictures of my mom when I was a kid wearing dresses and we're sightseeing, and I'm like, why the hell were women wearing skirts ever? You know what I mean? Like, it's such an old school thing.
That's whatever you're comfortable in. But the traditional
women don't
derby
dress up in skirts like
but
that.
But derby
anymore.
Parties have the big opulent hats.
I get
and the
that.
Big dresses. And it was but you're saying she's modern because she bucks that whole thing and says, I'm going to wear my own thing.
She showed up in a pantsuit, which is literally what modern working women would be wearing. Nobody's wearing these crazy-looking dresses.
And Aaron Rodgers has a goofy shirt with a name tag that says Turd Ferguson. Because he's Aaron Rodgers.
I just thought it was telling when it comes to where people live, how, you know, progressive or not progressive they are. You can see it in a picture with just style alone, you know?
Well, her hand's on her stomach. She's probably maybe possibly pregnant.
No, but she is helping us all out by wearing a pantsuit instead of these stupid dresses,
there you
I
go.
Tell you.
Yeah. And you probably will see on Instagram or TikTok, May the 4th be with you.
Oh, God.
And it's Star Wars Day.
You and I have
Which, by the way, have you, I was going to say.
Seen
you
Star Wars?
Never seen Star Wars?
No, and don't have any desire to whatsoever.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you and I have that in common. That's like our thing.
It's one of our common grounds.
It is.
We both don't care about Star Wars.
Never seen it? Don't want to see it? Don't care that we haven't seen it.
No interest whatsoever.
It's just something that we don't get.
Show me Spaceballs, okay? I don't need.
Which.
I don't
big Star Wars fans are pissed about that, by the way. They're you've never seen Star Wars, but you like Spaceballs?
Yes.
Because it's a parody of a movie you've never seen.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, of course. But what are some of the things that are super, like, very popular, but you just never got behind?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like a big... You know what's funny? Like, when they reopened Disney World and Disneyland, they were like, people have been waiting 400 days for the return of Disneyland. And I'm like, I like Disneyland, but you guys are freaks, okay? If you've been crying for a year...
Are you not a theme park person?
I love theme parks, but
just
I am not,
Disney.
One of these Disney freaks, you know? I know they're every... I shouldn't call them freaks. It's a passion. It's like a Star Wars passion. It's a Disney freak. I mean, a Disney passion.
Sure.
I can't even say it.
Well, they're Star Wars freaks, too. They're people that are freaky about it. We're not saying it in a negative way.
Well, I kind of was. And I was trying to correct myself.
But we don't get it.
Talking myself
but there's other
circles.
Things out there, like the Harry Potter craze. Like, I understand how huge the books were.
Yeah. The books are so good, though.
And the movies were great.
So good.
But I never understood how people were losing their minds about
it. To go to, like, a theme park to ride a
ride.
Or
they were always Gryffindor. Or which family they were in, or which side. It was almost like Game of Thrones in a way. Like, Game of Thrones was very complicated. Everybody
Never
had their own
it.
Families they were in. I couldn't get into it until the last season, and I was still confused.
Yeah.
Still confused. No idea.
So, you've never seen Star Wars. I've never seen Star Wars.
Never have.
People are going to be appalled.
That's fine. That's fine. But what would somebody be appalled that you've never seen, or that you think is ridiculous?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has one thing that they've never seen before that they brag about.
Somebody texted in, Apple products. Well, you're on your own island. Riggs and I agree that we love Apple products, actually.
When we see your green bubbles, we judge you. And if we could see your green bubbles, we would judge you.
Somebody else said they don't understand Twilight, why that was such a big phenomenon.
I didn't either. But it was like for teens when I was outside of that teen age.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get it. My little siblings loved it so much. They read all of the books, all the movies, same as Harry Potter.
I read them and saw the movies, but I'm not, like, on the internet blogging about it. I mean, it's like the same thing with Star Wars.
Something you just don't understand. That's all right. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you and read your text next. Hold on. We're talking about things that everybody seems to love, but you just don't understand.
You never got into it.
You don't get it.
Or you don't get the phenomenon. And people are texting in. in like crazy. Somebody said, Crocs, Lord of the Rings, and Pokemon. Don't get it. Somebody else said, The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I just don't get it. Why people are so in. That show's been on for like 22 seasons. That's why. People are so invested. I get that. Somebody else said, Sorry, Riggs. I just can't get into This Is Us.
What? You can't get into the Pearson family? You know what? I could understand it if you were into it for a while because they were so erratic with the scheduling of it. Mm-hmm. So I can understand that.
Yeah.
But come, don't at me with that.
Somebody else said, I never downloaded TikTok. Well, that's your own loss. We enjoy it. Right. That's a great way to check out for an hour.
Look, I hesitated too, but now it's a great way to check out for 45 minutes or an hour.
It really is. Somebody else said they've never seen the Divergent series, which is a great series with Shailene Woodley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's Insurgent, Divergent. Those are all really good movies. I'm not saying you need to like get a t-shirt with her face on it, but you should at least watch those movies.
414-799-1037. You can also call if you want to. Mm-hmm. I just thought of something that I don't, if I ever confess this to you, I've never seen a full episode of Jersey Shore.
What?
Never.
But you've seen parts of it.
Parts of it.
I'll let it slide.
Enough of it to know the characters. It's like Star Wars. I've seen a couple parts of it, but that's it.
Well, I never got into Friends. I said it. Beat me up all you want.
I never
got into Friends, and
I
lived right through the Friends era, and just maybe I was busy partying in college. I don't know. I never got into it, okay?
As long as we're going to piss people off, The Office. I never got into The Office.
The parts but I've everybody, seen, I laugh.
I do
but
too.
I don't watch it
but
regularly.
They're all memes and gifs that I laugh at.
You don't get it.
But everybody tells me you would love The Office. It's totally your sense of humor. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Same with Schitt's Creek. I never got into that show.
I never watched it. I can't say that about Schitt's
Creek. tried to watch the first couple episodes, and everybody's like, you have to give it time. I don't have time.
No.
I want something that's going to suck me in and you know entertain me right away off the bat.
Somebody said they slept through every Star Wars movie.
Thank you. You are a spirit animal, texter.
Whoever texted in, Friends sucks. I actually don't want to go that. I don't think Friends sucks.
I don't think it sucks.
I just never got into it. No. It obviously was a really good show because it lasted how many years, and it's still to this day we're building fake sets for you to go pay and look at. I mean, the show did just fine.
People are losing their minds about a reunion show. That's not even a reunion show. They're just interviewing past cast members on HBO Max, and people are like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
That's fine. Everybody loves it, but you just don't get it. 414-799-1037. You can still call or text that number.
Okay, so can I tell you this story about my parents yesterday?
Before they leave? Yes.
This has to do with them leaving today, Riggs. I had to tell someone this that understands my pain, and you will get it.
Okay.
There we are last night. I knew I was leaving early in the morning. My parents are leaving today, so I said, let me give you a hug.
They're leaving in the morning?
They're leaving today. Yeah, okay. This morning. They're going to take my kids to school, and then they're going to leave town.
Okay.
But they're going towards St. Louis to go see my aunt.
Oh, they're driving.
They drove from Florida.
They drove up here?
They drove.
Oh, I thought they flew.
No, they drove.
You left that part out entirely.
Oh, sorry. They drove and they got here and they go, we should not have done that. We're too old to drive for 2 days. Like, that was stupid. They even said when they got here, they wish they had just got, but they wanted to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Remember, they're vaccinated. They're ready to go. They've been stuck all year. They're ready to go.
They want to see the world. Road trips are fun. Road trips are fun, too.
Yeah. So they're leaving today, but they're driving.
Yeah.
And they need to go towards St. Louis. So last night, my father says to me, hey, Allison, because they call me Allison, how do I get to Beloit?
43.
So I say, you want to go 43 South, Dad?
Yeah.
He's like, I got to get to 39. I said, okay, so you probably need to go to 43 South.
Yeah.
I go, perfect, Dad. We're in New Berlin, where I live.
Right there.
Easy peasy, Dad. I go, all you got to do, run over to Moreland, go left. You want to go south on Moreland, because if you go right on Moreland, you're going to end up at Brookfield. Well, I go, you're going to end up by the Target. And I'm talking about 43 South in the freeway. Right by the Speedway. Hold on, though. The Speedway where they won the lottery. That's the interstate I'm trying to get them to, okay?
Sure.
So I say, it's right there. The Speedway's there. There's a Target, Dad. There's a Panera. There's a Children's Hospital. You've been over there. And my parents keep doing this thing. The Walmart. You mean the one on Greenfield and Blue and Moreland? No.
No.
No, there's no Walmart near this freeway.
No.
And they could not understand that they just had to go left on Moreland to get to 43 South. This went on for 20 minutes, Riggs. And I said, you know what? I don't know what. If you go right, you're going to end up in Brookfield. If you go left, you're going to end up at the freeway.
Oh, Jesus, I forgot.
There's a freeway if you go right. Yes, Dad, that's 94. You don't want to go to 94. You're going to end up on 94 going towards the city. You want to get on Moreland and go south and get on 43 south. So this went on. Finally, I lost it because we kept going in circles. They couldn't understand that they just had to go down Moreland to get to the freeway. And I said, that's it. And then I cussed. I said, get a bleeping app on your phone. You ever heard of Google Maps? Have you ever heard? And then I just lost it. I'm like, I can't believe we're still talking about how to get to the freeway at this point.
Doesn't your dad has a flip phone?
Yes, but your mom has
a smartphone.
So I don't know why she doesn't use it's because one time.
It's built into the phone.
It's because one time Surrey sent them the wrong way or something, or they weren't paying
attention.
One
time.
And then they got pissed and they won't use it anymore, you know, because they don't trust technology, old people. They don't trust it, dude.
But if they embrace it, it would make their life so much easier.
I know.
My 91-year-old grandmother embraces her iPhone. She texts with emojis and she loves it. She sends me gifts. My grandma sent me a gift the other day.
Well, exactly. Let me tell you the finale.
It was Gone with the Wind, but still.
So I scream. I say, get Google Maps. This is not my problem. I can't live like this anymore. And as I'm walking away after I freak out, my dad goes, yes, the Target on by the interstate with Panera and with Speedway. And I turned around.
That's what you've been saying.
I've been saying that repeatedly. Get the hell out. Like, this is when your family, you're just losing it on each other. But I swear, I told them that over and over. And then I walked away and they went, yes, we know what you're talking about.
You remember you said yesterday, though, they've both fallen. They both hit their heads. They're not all there right now.
Oh, that's great. So they're going on a road trip. Fantastic. Right. I've never spent so long trying to explain how to get to the freeway. And it doesn't help that Moreland attaches to 94 and 43 because they couldn't understand that. That was too much for them.
They're going to end up in Kansas and call you. Allison, where do we do?
And
where's
I'm gonna be like,
Lawrence, Kansas?
You're retired. Not my problem.
No.
Have at it.
Find a hotel, travel
Old
the country
people.
With each other.
Get Google Maps. I'm triggered, see?
Kiss FM. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in town today. Matter of fact.
Oh, that's right. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, today is Tuesday, May the 4th. Mm-hmm. It said she's arriving at like 9:55 this morning, so it'll be a little after drive time this morning. Mm-hmm. But then she's leaving at 5, so it could cause some issues if you're driving around the airport in that area. So be aware that's what's happening. She'll be in town all day talking about jobs, meeting with the mayor and talking with different leaders around the city. And this is the first visit she's made to Milwaukee since she's been elected.
Yeah, because I remember when she was in Tulsa before the election.
Yeah,
I
this is the first time
around, yeah.
since she's been elected as vice president now, which is a cool thing.
We're cool with that. We could use any help.
Right? Which always puts the spotlight on Milwaukee when they're talking about something nationally at a city. So, you know, you see them talking about Milwaukee all over the national news. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, which is good for the city to get our name out there, which is nice. So that happens.
If it's a positive thing.
That happens today.
Yeah.
Thought I'd let you know.
Awesome.
In case you didn't know about
it. Well, she's not going to be wearing a skirt.
No, she won't. She'll be in a pantsuit, of course.
Because skirts are old school, but don't get me started. My girlfriend's arguing with me on a text.
Oh, God. Good luck.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Before I get into Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, wasn't that a song that in a really high-pitched voice? Ring my bell.
Yeah, Donna Summer.
Can't you sing it in your high voice?
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Why?
I knew you had a higher voice
than me,
Riggs, and you could do it better than me.
I don't know
but
if that's...
all I heard... That's
Thank
right,
you?
Ring my bell.
Thank you.
Ring my... Oh, that's a funny, funny thing. Good. All right, so Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, they are engaged, and the internet went crazy trying to say she is pregnant. She is not pregnant. I mean, seriously. If you see the picture, it's basically they're at a Kentucky Derby party, okay? So you got Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers, and then you got a bunch of other Packers and their girlfriends or wives. And she's in this picture with three other women, and one of the women has her arm around her, and I get it, in an awkward way where it looks like she's got her hand on Shailene Woodley's stomach. She does have her hand.
Yeah.
But it's on the upper part, not the bottom,
where
the
baby
would be.
Okay.
And you can tell they just got into a friendly girlfriend embrace and then smiled for the picture. because where do you put your hands? So I don't, first of all, Shailene Woodley is, it's a side profile. You can see she's not pregnant. Yeah. Like there's nothing going on
and
there.
She's so, wearing one of those pantsuits, so you can definitely tell because those are very form-fitting.
Was my favorite part that here she is at a derby party with these women in these wild dresses.
These opulent
hats.
And
she's so modern, such a modern girl. She's wearing a pantsuit. I love it. She's like, screw y'all, I'm wearing pants. I'm not wearing a skirt. And I started, I mean, look, think of all the women in power. You don't see skirts anymore. We just don't wear them like that. So my girlfriend texted me. She's been arguing with me for an hour because she loves skirts. She's mad at me now.
Some women love skirts.
I said, some women, and I said, I feel more feminine in a dress. And I said, but that's the problem. She goes, why is that the problem? I go, because we put so, that's what a, I should be, feel feminine in whatever I wear if that's the way I feel.
You should just feel feminine in general.
It shouldn't matter what I'm wearing. I should feel feminine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
it's all about a mental mindset is what you're saying, not about what you're wearing.
It's 100%.
It's your mindset, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but we're told you're more feminine in a dress. Oh, screw you. Give me a pantsuit yesterday, man. So Shailene Woodley, not pregnant, but the internet's trying to make something out of it.
Hey, real quick.
Good luck.
When we were singing that Ring My Bell song, that was actually Anita Ward, in case
anybody
wanted to
sing it.
In case there's an old person that wants to call me out. That was not Donna Summer.
Somebody texted
it. It was Anita Ward, sorry.
Because the keyword is bell.
Bell.
So it made me think of the song Ring My Bell, and then somebody texted in, Riggs, can you sing that again? That was too funny.
Yeah.
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
It's a good song, man. It's a good song. Maybe we should play the real one.
No, we shouldn't. I just want you to sing that one line over and over for the rest of my life.
No, I found it.
Ring my... It's like the Bee Gees back... We're too old. I was like 3 when this was out, okay? Was it the 70s?
Probably.
No, I wasn't even alive when this came out.
Probably.
I was not even alive.
1979 when it came out.
I was born that year, Riggs. Okay, I don't know.
So, dude, what happened? Where did you run into a dude?
God.
And your dad was there.
I should have known.
Blocking you.
Not to take my dad to Home Depot in the middle of the day on a Monday. I should have known, Riggs.
He's a C block, man.
I know. And remember I said, if you're looking for men in the middle of the day, where is the meat market?
Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards.
Packed with men working, so they have jobs.
Yeah.
They're busy, but they're there.
And they're resourceful, too, because they know what they're buying.
And they know how to fix my stuff.
They're
so I'm like, hello, dudes at home improvement stores in the middle of the day.
So you won't find married guys like me at Home Depot at noon.
But I'll find a nice working man.
That's right.
Who can fix my stuff.
That's right.
So there we are. My dad and I had a run. We wanted to get some flowers. I was going to plant some flowers in my front yard.
Garden stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and so, by the way, my dad kept picking out the ugliest flowers. They're probably listening right now. He kept picking out everything that's, like, just green. And I was like, the perennials. I go, Dad, have you met me? Like, I'm the most colorful, like I want a green plant. Give me some color in my life.
You want something with some personality. Come on now.
Well, you saw how different our personalities are by our choices, because the plants he would have picked were not the plants I would have picked, right?
Uh-huh.
Not the point. We get our stuff. By the way, I had to get a new toilet because I decided I'm going to replace the toilet. You know, I just fixed the ball cock. Going to just put a new toilet
good
in.
Good for you.
Less than $200 for a new toilet.
Way better.
So cheap.
Going to save more money that way too in the long run.
So there I am, Riggs, pushing a toilet on one of those big carts. You know what I'm talking about. Not the regular cart.
The big flat ones.
Yes. Yeah. I'm pushing a flatbed. A toilet. Nothing else on it. My dad's got a separate cart with flowers in it. So I'm pushing a toilet and I look up and I see a guy who's tall. My age.
Yeah.
Hot. Uh-huh. I think. Is he hot or is he mask hot?
Yeah.
You know, this is the problem with masks. You can't see people's faces. Mm-hmm. So you're like, are they mask hot or are they like actually hot?
Mask hot's a thing. Totally.
Damn.
Totally.
They take off the mask and you're like, then they're not mask
hot. Put it back up.
Put it back on. So I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, and this guy's staring at me. And we make eye contact and we keep making eye contact. Yeah. And now I'm getting uncomfortable because I'm getting like, I'm blushing, right?
Flirty.
So we're getting flirty with the eye contact.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pushing a toilet. Okay, so I pass the guy and I'm like doing a turnaround where I looked at him because he's so tall and cute, I think. And he's turned around and he's looking at me. We're making a connection in the middle of Home Depot. And here comes my dad, my 80-year-old dad, with his cart of flowers.
What is he wearing, by the way? Paint a picture for me. What your father
wearing,
was wearing.
You know, shorts.
Uh-huh.
He's got socks up to his knees and tennis shoes.
Total dad stuff, grandpa stuff.
He's got a hat
on,
even though he's almost bald. Uh-huh. You know, he's got a polo, shorts, and socks up to his knees. You can picture.
It was the socks for me, yes.
It's the dad. You
Thank
know,
you.
The dad look. It's the yes. socks to the knees.
It was the socks to the knees
really
for me.
It is. It paints the picture
it does.
Of what we're working with.
Thank you.
So we get up to the counter. We had to pay. And I'm sitting there. I ended up paying because my dad's chip wasn't working on his card, which a whole other story for another day. And so I pay and I turn around. And he's standing behind us in line, Riggs. And I'm like, and he's just staring at me. He's just staring at me. What do? I turn. I look at him. I look down, embarrassed. I grab the toilet and I push it out of the store. And I never said a word to
what?
Him.
What?
I know, Riggs. What was I? What if he was? I got so nervous. My dad. And I'm like, Dad, come on. Because all I'm thinking is, I hope people know this is my dad, by the way.
Okay? Of course they know it's your
there's
dad.
There's not some weird thing going on here. Where
your sugar daddy.
I'm single. If anyone, this is my father. If anyone's wondering, okay?
Yeah.
So I saw a guy. I don't know if he was mask hot or regular hot, but my dad was there. So what am I going to do with that? That's weird.
Where was it at? Home Depot yesterday?
National and Highway 100.
Around what time?
What was this at? Where's my receipt?
I just want to put it out there, just in case he might be listening or somebody that
what
knows
if
him.
He's married and
maybe
he was like, just being a horny dude at Home
Steve
Depot.
Steve was listening. Steve, they're talking about you, dude.
Tall, hot guy that I saw at Home Depot.
They're all tall, hot guys.
They're all tall, hot guys. What am I, with masks on. I don't know. This guy, though, we were looking at each other.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I know nothing about this guy.
Well.
Nothing.
Maybe the stars will bring you together again
Should
without
I
your parents
Should I go back to Home
time.
Depot at 1 o'clock today?
Next time you'll be there with your kids and you won't be able to hit him again.
He'll be really turned off
right?
if he sees you with my kids, man.
Right? I just thought of something that I have a question for you,
what?
Allie.
What?
You were just talking about you went to the Home Depot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And your dad was with you.
My dad was with me yesterday.
In full-on dad gear with the socks up to the knees.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you're pushing around a toilet because you got a new toilet?
So I'm pushing a toilet around Home Depot. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and you run into a tall, good-looking gentleman.
Tall, hot guy
yeah.
with a mask on. I don't know if he's mask hot or regular hot.
Yeah, he might be very well your next Prince Charming.
Yeah,
next...
but then my dad was with me, which, I mean, talk about a block, you know?
So my question to you is, what is the bigger block? Bigger C block to the man? Like, you're trying to meet a man. Would it
okay.
be your dad, like this situation, or... Owen and Hudson.
Oh, God.
And they're both exhausted, and they're acting a fool.
So, wait. What's a bigger block
bigger
from a
block
dude?
For
is
the,
it my father or my two kids?
Which one would
because
you...
Because no yeah. guy wants either one of those when they're coming at me.
No.
Nobody wants my dad, and nobody wants my two kids.
And God love them when they see through that and see you for you, and they're like, this poor woman, I just want to meet you without all this another time.
Which one? They're both awful.
I know.
Like,
but
I don't want a guy there when my dad's there because you'd be so. Who would want to step to a chick with her dad there?
Uh huh.
And then who the hell would want to step to a single mom with two kids who's got. Not because I'm a single mom, because my kids are crazy and they're running around
right.
a store like lunatics and you're like, I don't want a piece of this.
Yeah.
They're both horrible. I don't want either one of them.
I know you, but if you had to pick
if
one.
If I had to pick which one I would want
I
to
would
end up meeting a guy. Probably my kids.
I would say the same thing your kids
because
do.
It just is my life.
Yes.
Like, my dad doesn't live here.
No.
You don't have to ask for his permission. I'm old enough to date who I want.
Yes.
But my kids are more look at the day of my life. Look
yes.
at it, look into the day, you know, an
This
average
is an actual
day.
Representation
yeah,
of you and
me.
How you are. Yeah.
Like seeing me at Home Depot with my dad buying a toilet, it's not everyday stuff.
No.
It's like a random day.
The other thing
my
is,
kids.
Is be honest, if your dad wasn't there, would you have said something?
No, I don't think so.
See?
But I would have hoped he would have. No, because I don't even know if he's mascot. First,
right.
here's the problem. You don't even know if the guy's married,
yeah.
single. So just because you're making, as a woman, just because I'm making eye contact with a guy, I don't assume he's single. Guys look at women all the time. You know this.
Sure.
Yeah, you can go out and think a woman's good looking. You're still happily married. You're going to go home to your wife.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he wants me necessarily.
Right.
If a woman is eyeing you up and down, she probably is interested because usually we get mistaken when we're just friendly.
Right.
But if I'm staring at you and
you're
I continue to and I'm turning around to check you out.
Because you don't want
I'm
me to
looking at you.
You don't want me to mistake it for a friend thing.
Correct.
You want to be
I'm just
obvious.
Being friendly. Right.
Good.
I want it to be obvious because men will look at anyone.
I know.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
I know. And thank you for doing that and being overt about things like that.
What?
Because then it leaves the guessing out of it for us. Because then if we think, well, is she being nice or is she being flirty? Yeah. Like if you make it obvious that you're flirting, mm-hmm. thank you to the women
yes.
that do that. From the men, thank yeah. you for doing that. Because
so you know.
Yes.
Because men don't understand the line between a woman being friendly and a woman liking them. You assume if we're friendly and nice to you, we like you because that's
have sex
what
with you.
Men
yeah.
do.
We want to sleep, yeah.
Because
sleep
men
together.
Are usually more friendly towards women they would sleep with. Women, we don't think like that.
No.
Because we don't have the testosterone. We're not thinking about sex all day like you guys.
Uh-huh. Like
you
I'm
know?
Thinking about sex. You just
See,
said. Now I'm thinking
what
about
I mean.
It again.
See, you're
Thank
thinking
you.
About it. See?
Great. I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
what?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Enough with the changing of the name. Enough. All right. He started out, before I get into what he legally has changed his name to now, he started out as Puff Daddy. I was fine with Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
But then he's like, no, y'all. I'm going to be P. Diddy now. And
okay.
Like, all right, fine. You're P. Diddy. Fine.
Okay.
I'll call you P. Diddy.
But then he
kind of
missed
cocky
the old name.
And he goes, you know what? I'm just Diddy now. Take off the P.
He was just Puffy for a while, too, remember?
And I'm like, listen, bruh, enough with the name changes. So Sean Combs, because I don't even know what the hell to call him other than his real name, which is now he changed his name to Love.
What?
How? Okay. Sorry. No. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy. You said Puffy, which to me is Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Same realm.
Puffy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy,
he has
Diddy.
Legally changed his name to Love. He talked about how he was going to do this, but I don't know why. I don't know why you need to go into court.
I don't think he has anything better to do now. He's just making so much money with Ciroc. He's already made all his money with producing.
Made his middle name Love, I will say that. But I'm not calling him Love.
No, did it say what his first name?
Sean Love Combs. I mean, that's his...
Okay.
But, like, I don't understand... What's with the name changes? Like, you're fine being an executive behind the scenes. You can rap if you want.
Be whatever you want to be.
But like, no. I'm not saying he can't talk. I'm not saying he can't give his opinion. Stop changing your name. You're not in front of the camera anymore. That's my point.
That's what he feels like his name is now. It should be Love.
God.
Welcome to the Love era, Allie.
This
now we're going to call him Love for a while.
I can't even.
That's the way Diddy is. I've accepted that. I think on the third name change, I just gave up and was like, you're Sean Combs. That's your birth name. I'm going to call you Sean Combs.
And he even got his new license with Love as his middle name now.
It's kind of neat. Love is your middle name. Now we can say it to ladies.
Oh,
Love is my middle name.
I don't know why I legally wasted my time changing it, but it mattered to me.
Because he has the
so
time and the money to do it, bro.
Apparently. You're not kidding about that.
I think this is pretty important information that I just found out about your ceiling fan.
What is it?
That I never knew about.
Let's not clean it.
It could be clean it, in that you could do this while you're cleaning it, because you have to get kind of up on a ladder to clean your ceiling fan.
Oh, I'm tall enough. I just do the sweep with my hand, Riggs.
Oh, there you go.
I can actually touch the ceiling fan.
Oh, nice. Just stand on the bed.
Also causes problems when I, you know, but anyway. Mm, don't stand
sure.
on the bed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway.
But did you know the direction of the way that your fan turns matters depending on the season?
It does?
Yes.
Because, wait a second.
See,
the
blades on the fan are kind of slanted, right? So the direction that it's spinning controls the flow of the air. So if it's turning clockwise, what it's doing is it's pulling the air up.
Yes!
So
during
the winter time, when you have the heat running, all that hot air rises up there. So if you have your fan running clockwise during the winter season, it's going to push that air down a little bit, the warm air down to you, and make it more efficient in your house.
You've
that makes sense.
You've triggered a memory. Where I remember when I learned that you could change the airflow with the fan. Now, this was a few years ago, and I remember learning this, and now I completely forgot how to... And now I'm wondering, has my fan been going the wrong way this whole time?
And then
now I've got to go check it.
Uh-huh. And when you make it go counterclockwise, that's when it blows air down, so it will cool you off in the summertime. You won't
that's
have to use your
want.
Air as much.
So I need to figure out how to make it go counterclockwise.
Now, what
so
there
I'm
is...
sweating like a pig.
Yeah. So if you look up by the base, by that little globe light, the way my fan is, there's a little switch, and it can go left or right. One of it has a sun, the other one has a little snowflake. So
it
you switch
tells
it.
You the damn season.
Yeah. So when it's summertime, flip it to the sun side, and it'll go counterclockwise, blow the air down.
Look.
Remember, counterclockwise is cool. Just remember that.
counterclockwise
is cool. Counterclockwise is cool. So what's going counterclockwise is going to blow the air dead.
Counterclockwise is how I want it in the
That's
summer.
How you want it. Then
I
in
know
the winter,
the show's not
you
over,
want it the other way.
I need to go home and look because it's really bugging
is
me.
It?
Now I want to go home
I'm
and
wondering
look at my ceiling fan.
If anybody else knew about this or even does this, because I've never really paid attention to it until now.
Like I said, remember being taught that years ago and then I forgot and I've never switched it. Now I'm wondering, days that I have woken up sweating when you don't have the heat or the air on, I would kill to have it...
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's been going clockwise all along and not working as efficiently.
Damn it!
414-799-1037. Did you know about this? Do you do this in the summer and the winter? Flip it back and forth? Or do you... Some people may not
Somebody
even care.
Somebody texted in and said they knew. They said, is it switching the directions the fan spins in different seasons? They knew where you were going
they knew.
With that.
Yeah.
They're the only one that knew.
414-799-1037. Now you want to run home and check, don't you?
I want to go home and fix my fan. Like, I can't stop thinking about this now.
Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.